lined up, I would doubt that anyone in my listening audience probably would realize that on Monday, the Emir of Kuwait is sending his private jet to pick up Bush, Brady, and Baker and their spouses to bring them back to Kuwait. You have the New World Order taking shape. This puts them in the very area where they can go on and meet with some of the higher players in the New World Order, attend their own oil business in Bahrain, and you will note that simultaneously with launching your shuttlecraft this time, you had another major damaging radioactive explosion in Tomsk in Siberia. Now that would not be so terribly interesting, except that first of all they tell you that you have an accident in a nuclear power plant. Is that not what everyone understood in the beginning? All right. That was BS, and there were different responses from different news outlets. At first, they said it was a nuclear incident. Go back to number one. In Tomsk, it was a nuclear accident in a nuclear weapons facility. It had nothing to do with a power plant. Think back to your summit with Reagan when there was a massive explosion in a munitions facility the day before the summit. And you've got it. You're playing tit for tat. You're on a power play. We'll show you. Well, you won't show me too much because, you know, this game back and forth like children. Only now it's very dangerous. And there is a lot of nuclear radiation pouring forth from that cloud drifting around. The Russians. All of it is hooked in with the new world power coming into being. Martial law, United Nations participation, and your federal marshals, all you are under martial law. You have been under martial law since 1933. The fact is that every major city in the United States of America is now under martial law because Los Angeles never went out from under federal martial law. After the first King trial, they are using the King trial to put every major city in the United States under federal martial law. And it will happen. It's already done. You have a situation where that trial, everything going on, including that summit, is all hooked in with a coming down of this power on you, the people. It's hooked up with the MK Ultra program, which is nothing in the world but a CIA KGB brainwashing program in Waco, Texas. I know that it is very, very hard for you ones to understand what I'm saying, even if the speaking system was good here. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's nothing but blackmail. Well, it is just so complicated that it's almost impossible to talk about it in segments at all. Part of it is a massive power show. We're going to show you our united power in this New World Order, as much for the benefit of China, which seems to have nothing to do with anything today. But it is much to show unification of what would be considered two enemies now holding hands, if you will, in bed with each other, and look what a problem you will have, Mr. China, if you ripple the waters. You had it coming together right at what you call your Easter season. Now we have to look back, because you have to understand that your adversary doesn't miss a point. Not one point does he ever let slide by. Easter was a pagan holiday long before there was ever any Master Isu Jesus. It was the time of the year where there was great celebration of, quite frankly, evil. It was simply a massive holiday celebrating all the worldly things. And it was because of that holiday that the trial of Isu took place. It was a tradition, remember, to allow one criminal to go free, whoever would be chosen. That was in celebration of the Easter holiday. So you celebrate Easter now. Note how the importance of the meaning of Easter has come around, focused on the crucifixion, the spilling of blood, etc., 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 and save me from my sins if you are a Christian. Well, what you're missing is that all of the religions other than the anti-Christ or anti-God religions themselves are Christian. Please hear me. It doesn't matter what you want to claim. Islam is based on Christ teachings, remembering that Christ is a state of being of goodness. Buddhism, even the Muslim faith, you can't separate them out. So you have what is the Antichrist adversary of God against the nations of the world that have a basic goodness and life ever after as you make transition into a higher dimension. And it's coming to a showdown. The Plan 2000 is by the Khazarian Zionists. They are not Jews, not in the sense of the word that you would go and say Mr. Goldberg is Jewish. We are talking now about the adversarial Zionists, and they come in all shapes, forms, and colors because most of them have no idea what they're doing. But we're going to line them up so that you can understand. They are Antichrist. They will claim to be atheistic. A Judaist will claim, if he is just Jewish, will claim that he would accept this Jesus, this Isu, Emmanuel, as a great prophet, a great teacher of goodness, but not necessarily the Messiah that the Judaists would be expecting. Don't get hung up on that. Everything being thrown at you now is a total distractor so that you won't notice what's going on. You won't notice that your children in the ghettos are killing each other. You won't notice that you are getting ready for a major, major racial war in the United States of America. You won't notice that, for instance, in California, you are right at balance point of the white race becoming the minority. Well, there aren't that many blacks. Well, who said anything about blacks? There are that many blacks, Hispanics, and Asians now in the state of California. All of these things are orchestrated so that you, the people, will not notice what is going on. It is always the way it is. When there is going to be a massive and major international crisis or incident, you won't notice. It has happened every time there has been a major crisis in your world. Total chaos in the social structure, and it will be all over your globe so that you won't know where to look for these things to come down next. Well, let me tell you what the police are expecting. Let me tell you what the police are expecting in Sacramento, California. They have all been told, and they have been out on machine gun training missions. They haven't even time to do their work. They are daily training in riot control. And this is across your nation. Well, and have you ever noticed that when you train for something or you have something, doesn't it usually happen some way? They usually will make sure that it happens. What they anticipate and what has been set up is simply a hung jury. That's what they plan. That's what they have orchestrated. And you see, it no longer has anything to do with goodness, badness. Everything in this trial had nothing to do. They will tell you it's a civil rights matter. No, it isn't. And anyone listening to the trial, these officers were on trial to see if they acted within the regulations of a police officer's duty. And certainly they did that, unfortunately for all of you people. They did that. And you will notice then that the defense rested its case before they even had a hearing of any but one of those defendants. So you also have a rigged court case, which is also, I would hope that all of you would try to get at least the next issue of the contact. I have gone into great depth on jury tampering and your injustice system. And then on the one that will come out on this Tuesday, I am comparing the new state's constitution, which is already in service in your government, which breaks you into states, and you will be called new states. That constitution has been written now for almost 15, 20 years. Yes, yes. And you will note that through the federal government, you already are treated as districts. Everything coming out. You are in this IRS district. You are in that agricultural district, etc. Yes, the new states are divided, I believe, into 10 areas. But the Constitution is structured so that you will have two vice presidents, and you have them. You may not recognize them, but you see, this is the gradualism that always comes in to usurp your Constitution. That's right. And so when that comes before the people, all of your feminists are going to insist that she be that other vice president. All that is holding you together as far as your original constitution is the fact that a constitutional convention has not been allowed to be called, because you came first under the Federalist, the Articles of Confederation. It was brought before the people that we need a constitutional convention to make some amendments to the Articles of Confederation. The minute that the constitutional convention was called, everything in the Articles of Confederation were scrapped, thrown into the trash heap. A new constitution was drawn up and presented. Actually, it was already drawn up. You had many ones who fought that, because there was nothing wrong with the Articles of Confederation. Everything could have been added to it, and you would not have had this precedent set. Now, for instance, ones will come and say, we need an amendment. We need a constitutional convention, and we need to do these amendments so that we will have a balanced budget. Your Constitution of the United States of America, as it is drawn, demands annual balancing of the budget. So we've already got it. So what are they talking about?